I understand that you are also a Battlestar Galactica fan and that you have a fun story from back in 2006 where you visited the set.
Yeah, God, that show in the last 10 years, TV has just, it's just really gotten great. And with serialized television, they're really able to tell a story properly instead of trying to make a 2-hour movie. Battlestar Galactica, man. Yeah, I was never that much of a fan of the original one as a kid. I watched it, but I didn't care. It didn't grab me like other things in my life had grabbed me. But that show, that new series, man, it was amazing. It just, it hit on everything. And again, just before its time, like if that series was on now, it'd probably be the biggest thing on television. You wouldn't have to explain to people, well, it's like sci-fi and it just, but it's like real life, but it just so happens to take place on a spaceship. Like I used to have to try and explain to my friends, just watch it. They're like, hey, I don't like that space crap. I'm like, but it's not space crap. Like just watch it. Trust me, man, that show was so great. And yeah, we were on tour. We were playing Vancouver. We had the day off. And, you know, we knew this was coming up. So we had some people reach out and phone calls were made. And then we found out, yeah, you could come for a set visit. And holy cow, man, I was just like, and we were lucky that, you know, they were shooting at the time. So like Katie Sackhoff was there and Aaron Douglas Chief was there and Edward James, almost like the whole cast was there. The day we went down, we got to see the Cylon ship before like anyone had even seen it at like, they were shooting stuff that was, you know, way ahead of what we were actually up to. And we had to sign NDAs and they're like, please, you can't post any. We're like, we won't. We don't want to ruin it for anybody. It was just such a mind blowing experience. And I'm still like Aaron, who played Chief. We're still friends. We're still in, you know, touch. He was the big metalhead. We're on that set and he comes. We hadn't met him yet. And he comes running in and he's like, don't listen to any of these other people. I'm the only metalhead here. I'm the real, and it's true. He was like a super metalhead. So then we ended up hanging out with him, you know, and he basically did the tour with us the rest of the day and hanging out with him and then going out to dinner and all that. And it was just such an amazing experience. And I got to take a photo in a Raptor. It was fucking crazy. It was amazing.
Standby, Scott, are you able to see me right now? I'm getting just some weird feedback happening. And you can hear me, right?
Yes.
Sorry, this is totally weird. My Zoom is like glitching out right now. Can you say something?
Yeah, can you hear me? Hello?
You sound like a robot. There's like, I'm seeing some like glitchiness and some like weird shit happening right now. So just stand by. Sure. Guys, can we get eyes on what's going on with the computer right now? Is this happening on your end too?
Oh, you fuckers. I see what's happening.
Oh, go my ahead, God. Aaron. We've been hacked by a Cylon.
I see your name.
Hey, buddy.
What's up?
Not much. How the hell are you?
Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Aaron Douglas of Battlestar fame to our call. Aaron, thanks for hacking in.
Thanks for having me. This is such a cool thing. I love Scotty so much. It's great to be on with you guys.
You hear me telling the story how you came in. You're like, I'm the fan. Don't listen to these other jerks.
No, I missed that part. I've got my whole story about that story.
Yes. The bridge, the Jesus Christ, the bridge. We were on the set of the bridge of the ship.
Yeah.
When you came running in, basically, we hadn't met you yet.
Aaron, let's hear the story from your perspective.
Okay. This is what I remember. When Battlestar was at its height, we had all kinds of people that were fans of the show and they would show up. Band people, athletes, other celebrities. And it got to the point where it was like, hey, did you meet the so-and-so? And you're like, oh man, I want to get my makeup off and go home. So I was getting on a plane that night and I had just wrapped a scene and I was walking back to my trailer and one of the transpo guys says, hey, did you see the band? And I thought, ah, not another band. And so I just kept on walking. And then this little voice inside my head said, no, find out what band it is. So I turned around and I said, what band is it? And he said, Anthrax. I ran to him. I grabbed him by the collar. I go, you better not be screwing with me, man. And I said, where are they? They're in H. Okay. Which is the CIC and the hallways and the ready room, the pilot room and stuff like that. So I go run into the stage and I open the door and they're not shooting in there. So it's quiet, but the lights are on and I can hear voices mumbling. So I'm running and running. And I realize that they're in this one room. And in order to get there, I'd have to run all the way around. But all of our sets had panels that pulled off so you could just shoot a camera through the wall. So I just rip off this panel and I poke my head through and there, and I see Scott turns and he looks at me. And we did the same thing at the same time. Anthrax, Chief! And then I crawled through the thing and man, it was like one of my favorite days on set. Just wheeling around, giving these guys a tour and that was real special because I grew up with these boys. They were them and Metallica and Maiden and Sabbath, and they were the anthem in the dressing room when I played hockey growing up and getting dressed. And I remember the first time somebody played Cotton Amash and a bunch of meatheads in the middle of the dressing room in their skates banging into each other. I'm like, what is happening right now? It was it was great. But the best worst part of that day was right at the end of, we were hanging out in the tour and stuff. Scott says, we're opening for White Zombie tonight at the Coliseum. You got to come and hang out backstage. And I was getting on a plane that night and I just went like, oh, yeah. And then I was like that 10-year-old boy who goes, Mom, Scott and the boys are going to the water park. Can I go too? We're going to visit your grandma today. You remember? Oh, I can't go. I was crushed. I almost blew off the plane and just went and hung out backstage, but I couldn't. And I was sad. But Scott, being the unbelievable, wonderful person he is, has dragged me to a lot of cool places, and I got to see a lot of cool shows and got to do a lot of cool things. So I'm eternally grateful for that. And I missed that one day, but he's made up for it because he's the best.
Yeah, man.
The best.
It is so amazing that you guys were able to forge a friendship from this set visit and from your mutual fandoms. I've just been grilling Scott for the past 30 or 40 minutes about his love for genre and sci-fi stuff. And I would love to hear sort of the opposite from you, Aaron. What do you love about heavy metal music and how did you get into heavy metal?
You know what's funny is I grew up in a fundamentalist Christian home.
Wow.
And there was no such thing as Christian rock and roll. Even the Christian
sometimes
bands
that'll do it.
Weren't Christian enough. Yeah, so I kind of went like the other way. I was a pariah for months when I bought ZZ Top's Afterburner. It was my first non-Christian record. And then it just sort of evolved from there. And I remember being in high school and get into Bush parties and stuff. And I remember hearing Bat Out of Hell, the entire album, for the first time and going, what is this? And then some of the guys that were there was like, you don't know anything about this, do you? And so I started getting introduced to, like I said, Sabbath and Maiden and Led Zeppelin and that. And then we started catching up to the Metallica and the Anthrax. And that was just like, what is happening? There's something so pure, raw. The emotion of metal is everything. It stirs up what classical music stirs up for me, just sort of in the other end of the spectrum and in a different way. There's that churning in your chest and that primal. It feeds the reptilian brain back there. but at the same time, a lot of them are impossibly smart people and they write anthems for our time, but really important political statements and just where we are in the world, where we are in a society. A lot of them do what Ron Moore did with Battlestar and hold a mirror up to society and say, look, this is what you guys are doing. So that's what metal means to me. And I'm still a metalhead. I wish I could grow my hair long, but nobody will hire me.
And Anthrax is highly secular. So
yes.
Talking about fundamentalist roots, I understand that. I would like to pose a question to both of you, actually. Aaron and Scott, what metal bands besides Anthrax, of course, do you think Chief would listen to and the rest of the crew would listen to on Battlestar Galactica?
Oh, man.
Wow.
Chief has already said who he listened to. I always just imagine, and I know it never would have happened, but we were talking earlier about how Stephen King had references Anthrax in the Dark Tower series books. So therefore Anthrax exists in that world that he created. And I always imagine watching Battlestar that at some point, like the way you guys, they would use melodies of like Bob Dylan or like as a melody or something like melodies that we know from our universe, but that they now exist in that Battlestar universe. And I was always like, oh, please let them use Anthrax. Please let them use, I need to exist in that world. I'm on one of those ships somewhere. Like,
they should have told me. I would have told Bear, like, this is what we have to do.
You know, speaking of Bear, we're working on something with him. We're talking about Bear McCreary, who did all the composing for Battlestar and has gone on to all other Walking Dead and all other kinds of amazing stuff. I can't say much about it, but I think I might be playing on something he's doing that's very, very metal. That's all I can say about it.
That's a tease, bastard.
Yeah, man.
That's fantastic. Bear is brilliant and one of the nicest men you will ever, ever meet. That is so cool that you were doing something with him. That's terrific.
I am so down for the mission of getting Anthrax to be canonical in every universe ever.
Yes, damn right.
Just to get back to your question, I would have to say Starbuck definitely should be a Slayer fan.
Yeah.
If she wasn't.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You guys, I am so, so tickled we got to do this today. I'm glad we got to play a little fun prank on you. Scott, Aaron, thank you for joining us. You guys are so, so great. What is next for you both? And what are you guys up to, and where can people find you?
What's next? Good question.
Surviving.
Actually, this coming week, there's this big German metal festival called Wacken. Which obviously isn't happening this year, but they're doing like a virtual Wacken. And I think it starts on Wednesday through Sunday. Massive metal festival. So big every year that they put it the next year's on sale. Like, as soon as it finishes every year, they'll put the next year's on sale without even announcing who's going to be on it. And the brand is so strong, they sell 100,000 tickets without even telling people who's coming, because people just want to be there. So they're doing a virtual one, and we shot a bunch of songs basically for Anthrax and a side band that I do have called Motor Sister. And they're going to be airing the stuff that I'm a part of on July 29th, I believe. I don't know if this is going to air before then, but just a lot of music. And you could always find me online on Instagram is Scott Ian Thrax, like my name with THRAX added to it. And I'm on Twitter, which is, I think, Scott_Ian. But Instagram's, that's basically where I post. And then where it goes after that, I don't know.
Love it. Aaron, how about you?
I was about to start a show in March called The Power for Amazon Prime. And it got shut down because of what we're dealing with. And rumor has it we're going to fire back up in August sometime. So I'm just waiting for us to fire back up and do that. In the meantime, I am writing comic books for Aftershock Comics. So that takes up my time. And yeah, that's kind of fun.
Nice.
Yeah,
love to hear it.
Yeah, I'm excited about it.
Well, I'm so, so glad that I got to sit with you guys today. I love Battlestar and I love Anthrax. So best of both worlds. You guys take care of yourselves. Stay safe out there. And thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me. Give my love to Pearl and Revel, buddy. Good to see you.
I will.
Talk to you. You look
great.
See
you.